today's roster move. You guys need a fresh arm. Is it tough with ends because he's obviously been pretty good for you guys that you had to make a move?
Yeah, it's tough. It's the worst part of the job. It's tough for anyone to deliver that news to. And with D, I mean, he's been great for us. You know, he'll be fine. Like, he's a great pitcher. He'll be fine. But also, yeah, it's tough to have those conversations with him. And he took it like a pro, and just the pro who he is. And, you know, we'll kind of see what the future holds for him. But, yeah, we had to get a fresh arm up here. So we have our racket up here with us.
Is there any update on Cade Povich?
Cade Povich, yeah, he got a cortisone injection.
He'll be made, so the back's feeling better, so you feel good about him being available.
Yeah, he had a really good day yesterday of treatment, and then today, earlier today, he had a great day of treatment. He got some work in, and he's feeling much better.
Craig,
yeah, we're pumped for that.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Does the you guys' day one mantra, does that allow for you to wonder if, you know, you guys are hitting that turning point, whether it's the last two games or whatever the case may be? Does that allow for you to think we're starting to turn a corner here?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where we kind of have to look at each area in isolation, you know, where, you know, making sure our defense is where it needs to be, making sure our base running it, pitching and so on, hitting. So, like, for us, it's constant evaluation of kind of where we're at process-wise, and also things that we can get better at or things that we need to double down on. So I think what we're seeing now is hopefully is the constant adjustments and tweakings and trying to win the margins with our processes and also get the players better. You know, so hopefully as we continue the season and look up, like, we're in a much better spot than what we were, like, each day.
In that same vein, obviously it's so early in the season, but the end of the wild card is shaping. You guys are really close in the wild card race. Do you allow yourself to look at standings, or is it, like, no way at this stage?
No, no way. I mean, it's not even June yet. You know, there's a lot of games left, you know. That's why for us, it's, we're not at that point yet. Like, there's always a point where you have to, right, when it gets for down the crunch time, obviously, but for right now, but also in the same breath, you don't want to. That's why each win is hard, and we value the crap out of each win. That's why we try to win every single game we play. Doesn't matter who it is. So for us, it's sticking with our process, day one mentality. You know, I think the standings are, they are what they are right now, and it's the same thing with guys with their numbers hitting or pitching. Your numbers going to be what they are at the end of the year, you know. But if you try to, you worry about them now, you're going to drive yourself nuts. So it's kind of the same scope as that. You know, if you worry about the standings, we just have to worry about showing up each day and doing everything we can to win the game at hand.
It's okay. In training, many of us were trying to figure out what Leo and Tavares' role was going to be. Now he's gone. So God was playing nearly every day to be in the middle of the order. How valuable has he been to the roster?
Lodi has been outstanding. I mean, it's been awesome to watch. You know, I think it's even the way he went about his business in spring training, the way he goes about his business every single day, like whatever is asked of him, smile on his face, ultimate teammate, ultimate competitor, and he works and works and works. And we all know he had the tools to be, you know, the player that he's showing right now. But it's been so much fun to watch. And It's a great testament to him of taking an opportunity, earning it, and continuing to earn it each day by his work and his play. And his at-bat quality has been outstanding, but it's everything else he brings to the table, the defense in center field, the base running, the ability to bunt. It's all the little things that it's really tough to quantify numbers-wise, but when you see it on the field and how he plays the game, it's huge for us. And, you know, how he kind of sets the lineup, you know, whether he hits down the order or somewhat in the middle, you know, it's the cascading effect to the rest of the guys with their at-bat. So it's been awesome to have Leody here.
How great is the value of a win like yesterday in the grind of 162? There's, you go home happy, you come to the ballpark the next day, everyone's a little buzzing still from that. You know, you need moments like that throughout the year, right, to kind of keep propelling forward?
Yeah, I think it's, a win's a win, right? And that's the biggest thing. But also, I think there was a lot that went into yesterday. I think it was, you know, we had the split doubleheader the day before, right? And then we played 18 innings and then a quick turnaround with a 135 start, you know, first game of the series against a really tough opponent. And then we go a knockout, drag-out fight, 14 innings. And, you know, it could be easy for our guys at any point. I wouldn't say not give up, but just throw away at bats. But every single time, every inning where when the Rays scored in the top half, you know, our guys came in and there was the same energy, the same urgency to go out and score and win the game. And none of our guys tried to do too much. It was great team at bats, great team baseball. And I thought that was the best part about yesterday. And I think that's something that we've shown that we can do. And now it's up to me as the manager to make sure our guys every single day come out and compete like that.
When you talk about segmenting out the game into hitting, pitching, base running, defense, which of those sitting there right now do you feel the best about the trajectory the team is on?
All of them. All of them. I know you give me that look, but all of them. Like, we've shown, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we've shown in every facet of the game to be pretty good at. You know, I think what's been eluding us is the consistency of playing a complete baseball game, right? Where, like we've shown, when we play a complete baseball game, we're tough to beat. And when we don't play a complete game, that's when the losses happen. You know, whether it be, you know, we're scuffling at the plate, defense is great, pitching's great, but we didn't score enough runs. Or we scored enough runs, pitching's been awesome, defense has been suspect. You know, so it's been deluding us of playing that complete baseball game, you know, and that's why segmenting it, making sure that each area is working on what we need to work on, and, you know, all the little details that we can't not look over, we're kind of showing that, okay, when we focus on this and we play a team game, not only do we give ourselves a chance to win, we're also tough to beat.
If I ask it a different way, would you pick one?
You can try.
Which one do you feel like could be this team's strength in the second half of the season?
It's not going to change my answer. Good try, though. That was a good attempt.
It was an average attempt. I probably should have just asked it without asking
it. Craig, it's no secret that you guys have struggled a little bit in the early innings, first 5 innings or so. Has there been any shift in strategy or anything like that as far as going to maybe some more little ball or anything like that to try to address that, squeeze out some more runs early?
Yeah, I think to play small ball or do the little things, like, you have to get, one, people on base, and then also have the right personnel to deploy those tactics. And I think with us, it's, we haven't, early in the early innings, we haven't really had too much of those opportunities. But to our guys' credit, you know, as of late, say the past week, you know, we're running the bases way better than we've shown. And we've shown that we can run the bases well, and our guys' ability to go first to third has been awesome to see these past couple series. You know, scoring from second base, you know, then also the ability to steal bases. You know, I think that's where, you know, yesterday we got picked off twice, but, you know, that's our guys knowing that this is an opportunity to take a bag here, but also being a little too aggressive, not letting the play develop. And to me, I'll always err on the side of our players being way too aggressive and then way timid. You know, it's much easier to pull the reins on a horse than it is to smack the horse in the ass, you know, to get it going. So with our guys, it's, you know, whereas we're running the bases, you know, that's the little things that we can control early in the inning. So now we're not forced to rely on a big hit with the runners in scoring position. Now, if we get the runner to third base with less than two outs, now it opens up a lot more. You know, now we can go on contact, sack flies in play, you know, safety squeeze, a lot of opportunities. So, you know, with our ability now that our guys are showing to be aggressive on the bases, hopefully we can change that.